BNB Chain becomes the largest blockchain for tokenized equities. BNB Chain is now the largest blockchain for tokenized equities following the launch of B stocks, according to a post from research firm Messari on August 30, 2026. The claim marks a competitive shift in a corner of crypto that has drawn Coinbase, Solana projects, and traditional finance experiments over the past year, putting real company shares on-chain as tradable tokens. The announcement is short on its own, so treat the largest label as Messari's read of current activity rather than a formal audit. Still, the direction is clear. Tokenized stocks have moved from pilot to a contest between chains over which one hosts the deepest pool of on-chain equity exposure. Tokenized equities move from pilot to land grab. Tokenized equities are blockchain tokens that track the price of or represent a claim on shares in listed companies. Depending on the issuer, a token can be a synthetic price mirror or a claim backed by real shares held with a custodian. The distinction matters a lot for holders because a price mirror gives you exposure without ownership rights, while a backed token ties you to the custody and legal structure behind it. For most of the last cycle, this was a fringe product. That has changed. Coinbase has moved to put tokenized stocks on its base network with real share claims, and BNB Chain's B stocks push now puts a second major ecosystem front and center. When two of the larger chains treat on-chain stocks as a flagship product within weeks of each other, the category has left the experiment phase. BNB, the token underpinning the chain, traded at $690.99 as of August 30, 2026, roughly flat over 24 hours and down about 1.2% on the week. The B stocks headline did not move the token in any obvious way at the time of writing, which fits the pattern. Infrastructure milestones tend to reprice slowly, if at all, compared with token launches or exchange listings. Backing model decides how much the milestone is worth. Being the biggest venue for tokenized equities is only as strong as the plumbing underneath it. Three questions decide whether a largest chain claim translates into something traders should care about. First is backing. Are the BStocks tokens fully collateralized by real shares held in regulated custody, or are they synthetic instruments priced off an oracle? Fully backed tokens carry custodian and issuer risk. Synthetic ones carry oracle and counterparty risk. Neither is automatically safer, but they fail in different ways. Second is who can hold them. Tokenized U.S. equities have repeatedly run into securities law, and issuers often gate access by geography, blocking U.S. persons or restricting to accredited investors. A large on-chain float means little if the addresses driving it cannot legally include the audience reading about it. Third is redemption. A tokenized share is worth its underlying only if you can reliably convert back. Chains and issuers that make minting easy, but redemption slow or conditional, create a gap between the token price and the real asset, especially during stress. Messari's post does not settle any of these three for B stocks. So the responsible reading is that BNB Chain has the most on-chain equity activity right now, not that it has solved the structural questions the category still faces. On-chain stocks and the crypto card holder tokenized equities sit next to a broader move to bring conventional assets on-chain. From India's plan for tokenized corporate bonds to central bank experiments with settlement. For anyone already holding assets in a self-custodial wallet, the appeal is a single on-chain balance that can include stablecoins, crypto, and now stock exposure, without moving funds to a separate brokerage. The spending angle is indirect but real. If stock-linked tokens live in the same wallet you fund a card from, the line between an investment account and a payment account keeps blurring. EtherFi has already added in-account trading for crypto, stocks, and gold alongside its card product, a sign that issuers see holding and spending as one flow rather than two. A chain that becomes the default home for tokenized equities could become an attractive base layer for that kind of combined wallet, provided the backing and redemption mechanics hold up. For now, this is a market structure story, not a card story. There is no BStocks card, and tokenized stock tokens are not something you spend at a checkout. The relevance is upstream. The assets people custody and eventually root into stablecoin spending are expanding, and the competition over where those assets live is heating up.